Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday morning. The runts are awake. The world of sports must hear us. Yes, I said it. And the team is now together because the big dog is here. Yes, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sports Talk with the guys, and let's do this right. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Sports Talk with the guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. How's it going, everyone?
How you doing, big dog?
Good.
Hey, you want me to...
How you doing?
Doing well. You want me to slip you a Mickey? I mean, a cup of coffee?
Just a Mickey.
Water's already ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
In a minute.
Yeah, go get it. How you doing? Are you cold this morning there, big dog?
That's why I brought my jacket.
Sorry. It's going to get colder.
It's considerably warmer in your town than it is in my town.
What's the weather out there?
It is 43 degrees out there right now. In
had
your
it been
town.
47, it would have been a major moment in Star Trek.
Okay.
47 is a big deal for us.
Well, it was 30. It's 32 in my town.
Son of a... Really? That
yeah.
cold?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, big dog.
The car was actually iced over.
Well, we want to welcome our guests this early in the morning, both live and in the archive. Thanks for joining us. We are Sports Talk with the guys. Home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We wake you up, and then in about 2 hours, the couch potato brings it home, baby.
Yes, he does.
The best four-hour block of sports anywhere. On internet radio.
In the real world. On any radio. Doesn't matter. We're the best.
That's right. It's pretty arrogant last night, wasn't it, big dog?
Nah.
No? If you want to learn much about me, just go to NDB Media 3. Unfortunately, I've now had two revealing episodes. Do you smell that, big dog?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a cup of Joe. That was good. They all actually very good, big dog. Talking about the cup of Joe that's in my hand right here. That's impressive. I guess we're going to be talking about the Hall of Fame voting.
Well, yeah, I gave you your own copy there.
Yeah, you gave me a copy. I'm impressed, big dog. It's black and white.
Yes.
Wow.
I have ink. And I have ink I can print.
Hell of a lot better off than I am. So,
you have a laser printer. You're special.
I have a laser printer, a color printer. I have a no printer. or color printer.
Actually, that it's there for aesthetics.
Yeah, hold up all the paper. Oh, there might be a joke there, and I might have to refer to it. But we've got a lot of stuff going on. Big dog, let me know what you think. I'm going to go straight to the joke of the day, see what you think, see if it's worth it. I may have a few backup jokes. Just tell me if it's good or not. But you know,
it's good.
Well, I appreciate that. This is for me, so chances are you're going to just groan or just not listen to us. Why did the referees stop the leper hockey game?
You're losing your ears?
There was a face-off in the corner.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to groan.
All right. What do you call 143 white guys chasing after one black guy?
The South?
Fair enough. PGA Tour.
That was true a few years ago.
Yeah, well, it might be dated, but I don't care.
No longer true.
Why does someone who runs marathons make a good student?
I don't know why.
Because education pays off in the long run. Good morning! Oh, my goodness. We are going and blowing, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go ahead and get my little thingy for Twitter and Facebook on right now. Why don't you give us a little update on what you have ready for us today, big dog?
Tons and tons of stuff, of course. Major breaking news late last night.
Yeah.
And just like I said, I talked about this 2 weeks ago and I think 3 weeks ago, whether he was going to pull the Barry Bonds or if he was going to pull the Pete Rose. And it looks like he's pulling the Pete Rose a lot sooner than Pete Rose did, but he's still doing it. I don't know if you want to lead out with that. You want to save that till other people come into the chat room and we can get some
we might as well start. swirling through the news before we get dopey. That was not the fourth joke.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, the fucking spicy this morning. I got to give him a high five on that one. That's like your third one-liner there, pal.
Good morning, couch.
You hear? He was. There he is. You can hear us. Don't think that you're having computer problems by going in and out of the chat room.
The couch.
Don't fake it here. You're faking wherever else you want. But I'm sorry, Big Dog. Yes, go ahead. Well, we referred to this last time that Lance Armstrong may confess to using PEDs.
Well, evidently that's what the story is. He has a major interview with Oprah.
What a pussy.
Oprah can get it.
We'll leave that hanging.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Big
That's
Dog.
Probably what she said.
Hey, he showed up. What can I say?
So, of course, the big news is he will give a interview to Oprah Winfrey on Tuesday that will not air till Thursday.
Bingo, Big Dog.
And,
you did your homework.
Yeah, I always do my homework.
Isn't ESPN great?
No, this is according to USA Sports Today.
Oh!
I come
yeah,
with the players in it. The newspaper cites sources that say that Armstrong will confess.
You said that.
He says, although it is unlikely he will go into specific details about his doping, he will just admit to the doping.
Well, there's no reason to go into specific details. Just read the report, damn it.
Yeah, no kidding. it says, this, of course, is because he wants to confess because he feels if he confesses, his lifetime ban by WADA will be lifted so he can compete in a marathon. And triathlon events and marathon events. Now, in my opinion, and it is only my opinion, what difference does it make? He's on a bicycle doping. What makes him think he's not going to dope while he's running? It's the same damn thing. I don't know why they would lift the ban.
Well, I think in a marathon, you generally can't stop and do what they were doing after every step. Or wait, what is
but
it?
That was every day, though. It's the same thing. The marathon is only one day.
Yeah.
So he can dope the day before or however he did it and then run his damn marathon.
Oh, I think he was dopey, didn't I?
And then, of course, he passed the test before, so what makes you think he can't pass them now?
Your logic is always impeccable, Big Dog.
But the Department of Justice is saying that he has other legal hurdles to face because the U.S. Department of Justice is considering whether to join a federal whistleblower lawsuit filed by former Armstrong teammate Floyd Landis.
Time out.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, is there a slur in there? When he says white, and then he says, oh, no, federal. Do you think that happened?
He's a whistleblower.
White, whistleblower, same difference.
Nah.
They're protected, we're not.
Nah.
Hey, you whistleblow, you get in trouble. If I whistleblow, I get in trouble.
Yeah. Also, a Dallas...
Oh, by the way, that wasn't a promise about things that will be happening in the future. Oh, no! Oh, no! Let me see, hold on a minute. What's the word? The scorekeeper knows everything.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people that are just tuning in don't know what the hell you're talking about because they weren't in yesterday's serious show.
Was it serious?
Considering what we do today, yes.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is also a Dallas-based promotions company wants to recover $7 million paid to Armstrong in bonuses for winning the Tour de France. And a British newspaper, the Sunday Times, has sued Armstrong to recover the $500,000 it paid him in a libel lawsuit years ago. They want that money back plus interest. Excuse me. So.
That's not good, is it, Big Dog?
No, Lance is screwed. And he's got no one to blame but himself.
So does that make him the dope?
Well, no, no.
Oh, come on, give it to me.
I would say he has a nut to lose, but he already lost one, so I don't know what he's got left. He's got one left.
Oh, you're a real crack up today, aren't you there, Big Dog?
There's one nut, Lance.
One nut left.
They're going to lance that one nut?
Yeah, I guess he has someone bigger than himself.
Welcome, guests. Welcome, all guests.
Yes, Cap Potato's having issues. So he says. In the chat room. Hi, Cap Potato. Come on, join us so I can do the your intro. So I can do you this morning.
Well. Let's go ahead and go to baseball. Let's talk about
getting ready for Vegas, pal.
Cool. You too. Be nice and cuddly.
And now I lost my appetite. Oh, by the way, for those of you that don't know this yet.
That's Couch when he wears the thong backwards.
I don't know. Anyway, you stayed awake. I fell asleep. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, God, shut up.
And he doesn't shave.
much to my chagrin,
I one time Tyson weighed in, and he was just wearing that the jockstrap thing,
no.
And shaved.
No.
It was just terrible.
Oh, no, thank God. Thank God. No, I had not. For those of you that know and don't know, much to my chagrin, the IRS will not begin processing tax returns until January 30th. You stupid, dumbass rat bastard. Congress! Now I'm pissed!
Rat bastards?
Now I'm pissed! Because they were supposed to start processing them on the 22nd so we could have it by the end of the month. Now they're going to start it on the 30th, meaning they're going to probably start getting their first refund by 7th or the 8th. I can't wait. Literally. I haven't spent the last 3 months for the end of the month. I don't think I'm going to survive January, big dog.
Sure you will.
Oh, no. There's only so much kiting that you can do, pal, even in the digital era. People don't even know what kiting is. It still happens, trust me. I've been doing it for 30 years. I can still do it in the digital era. Oh, my goodness. Surprised we still have DirecTV. My wife turns around, she goes, oh, look, we got Stars free. Tipping nickels. I mean, aren't they supposed to be taking it away instead of adding channels?
I thought Epix was free last weekend.
Everything is free this weekend.
Nah.
Everything is on.
That's just on Direct, though. It's not on regular cable.
I wouldn't know. They don't.
Let's talk about the Hall, or lack thereof.
Are we done with Lance Armstrong?
Unless you want to talk more about one left.
Stupid! No, we're good. I'm satisfied, are you?
Yeah.
All right.
Other than, like I said, you guys want to watch it, it will be on Thursday.
OWN, right?
Yeah, her own network, which I hear sucks, but, you know. She still can pull off the major interviews, though. I will give that to her.
Yeah. Kathy is still having issues.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just heard about the shaving bit. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hall of Fame, or lack thereof.
Yes, for only, I believe it was the third time in 4 decades.
Well, I believe this is the 8th time it's happened.
Ever, yeah, but I'm saying the last 40 years. This is
last time was 1996.
That no one went in? Okay.
No one was elected.
Elected, yeah. And it happened this year. A lot of people were talking about it, and, of course, we were talking about it. We thought maybe one or two might make it in. But, no, the best was Craig Biggio, and he got 68% of the vote, 68.2% of the vote. He needs, of course, 75%, so he fell just short. I believe they said it was 7 votes or 9 votes shy of making it, so hopefully he'll make it next year.
In other words, the vote to Aaron Seeley, the vote to Sean Green, the two of them, the vote to Finley, the vote to David Wells, those could have gone to other people. Sorry, big dog, I guess we're both ill. Oh, by the way, thank you. My wife hates you.
No.
Cough came from you? I wasn't sick, though. You came over that day.
Yeah, whatever. You shouldn't have kissed me then.
A hell of a lot more than that.
Next, I keep your mouth closed. Anyways, Jack Morris came in second.
You got some, didn't you? Because you're very chipper.
Next up was Jack Morris at 67.7%, and then Jeff Backwell, Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza,
were you surprised that Piazza didn't get in? I mean, we were talking about it. We figured he would, but not the first time.
I was not surprised that he didn't get in. I was genuinely surprised that no one was elected.
Of the list that I handed you.
The most shocking?
Yes, that didn't make it.
No, the most shocking. Jack Morris. 67.7%. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Morris. As a matter of fact, I was growing up watching Jack Morris. As a matter of fact, I saw Jack Morris pitch. I was at the stadium. I cheered for and against Jack Morris. And ladies and gentlemen, Jack Morris is no Cy Young. 1988, Dan Quayle, Lloyd Benson. You are no Jack Kennedy. Jack Morris, you are no Hall of Famer. This is how stupid the writers are.
And he's still not a Hall of Famer.
Thank God. But I'm worried by this vote because when they score so high, they generally go up. Craig Biggio
mark my words, will be a Hall of Famer.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes. And okay. Much to my disgust, based on this, a bunch of other morons think that Jack Morris is a Hall of Famer.
Now, based on this list,
Jeff Bagwell will be a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Mike Piazza will be a Hall of Famer. Tim Raines will be a Hall of Famer.
Kurt? Chilling?
Oh! There's Timmy! Hold on, I haven't done this one for a while. Actually, you haven't done this one for a while.
You did last week.
I don't care. In my mind, as little as it is and as small as it is, are you ready, big dog?
Here, is your mic ready? Get your everything?
Tim's in the chat room. I'm so happy he's here. And, oh, did you notice I got emotional with Mittens last night?
No.
I commented like three paragraphs after about that cat.
I don't know about you anymore.
I'm not as ruthless as I used to be.
No, you're not.
Does that mean I have to kill that cat?
No, you could just put him outside for the night or something.
No, that's bullshit. Oh, that cat doesn't sleep in here. My wife's in here. That cat's not going to be here.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
And here he comes over that ridge. It is frozen once again because it is winter time. Horse hates it, Nell hates it. Tim loves it because he gets to maybe take some days off from work and save our butt again because it's Tim. Good morning, Tim.
As a matter of fact, Tim is taking some days off. I understand he's not going to be working today, so if you're going to use that as an excuse, I read your Facebook page, Timmy. So, all right. We may have Tim on for a while.
I guess East Coast is having some problems, or Central, Eastern and Central, because Tim says Blog Talk crashed already.
Really? Well, look, everyone's now in the chat room.
So, woo-hoo!
What's going on? But, look, knowing all that stuff, I am genuinely surprised that Kenny Lofton, that was the biggest shock to me. Because he scored less than 5 points, he's off the list. He's gone from further consideration. It's over. Done. Dale Murphy, I believe, was in his 15th year.
He was in the final time, yes.
He'll be elected by the Veterans Committee.
He only got 18%. Were you happy in the fact that...
if Dale Murphy is going to get in, there's a chance Don Mattingly may now make it in. And now I'm like, yay.
Mattingly got 13%. But were you happy with the numbers that Bonds and Clemens got? Or do you feel that those were even too high?
Those were a waste of votes.
True. Well,
by people trying to make a point by giving them lower vote numbers, because remember, it's on the scale, and they have 10 votes. Each writer has 10 votes. You know, and they wasted their votes on those guys. This is a repudiation of the steroids era. Writers are trying to make a statement by doing this. No, don't make a statement, you mora. Oh, wait, writers, statements? That might not fly.
I read an article somewhere that a lot of the reporters sent in blank ballots, figuring that no one on this list
deserves it. If you
actually
count the votes,
yeah.
There is a significant shortage.
Yes. That's what they were saying. Of course, I mean,
that is stupid. That is stupid. Someone.
Well, I mean,
said
let's,
something.
Let's say you're a sports writer. Okay.
I am. Though I only offer one article a year.
Okay. Well, let's say that.
Oh, I applied at Bleacher Report.
You're eligible to vote for this. Let's say you okay. Would you have voted for any of these people?
My job is to vote. I will not withhold my vote. As I always tell any congressman, it is not your job to say no. It is your job to get the job done. Just saying no is not leadership.
So
it's my turn. No, big dog. It's my turn.
So you would vote. So you would vote. No, even if you feel no one deserved it, you would still vote.
I would vote for those that deserve it.
What I'm saying, if you felt no one on this list deserved it, so let's say there's a list. Let's say it's Bonds and all the steroid people, and there's no one else on there, would you still vote?
I would give them the lowest vote possible.
Which would be zero.
No, I think there's a one. Yeah.
Okay. Were you surprised with, like I said, were you surprised with the
big
amount,
dog,
with the amount of votes?
Big dog, there's only 500 writers.
Yeah.
Okay, do the math. There's more than 500 votes here. Times 10, they all get like, you know,
You know, you can put 10 votes, 9 votes, 8 votes, 7 votes. It's however you want to do. Because they get 10 votes. And there's 24 people on the list. So, people are just stupid. They're not communicating. In the world of the internet, why can't these people get it done? But someone, and I apologize, Big Dog, when I was trying to get my point across earlier, but I didn't do a good job. Baseball, by definition, has made these players eligible by saying that they are eligible for the Hall of Fame. Indirectly, the institution of baseball has said that they're eligible. So knowing that they're eligible, the conversation is no more, you know, whether they should get a vote or not. They're eligible. Baseball believes they're eligible. Now you need to vote accordingly. So knowing that, I would just have given my votes to other players. Players that I believe are Hall of Famers. But this whole thing of the Hall of Fame, look, Sammy Sosa was caught with a juice to bat.
Yeah.
He was suspended accordingly. We don't know how often he was using the juice bat. We only know at the point it happened. There's something to be said for taking your medicine and being able to make up for it or serving your suspension or whatever. If these players are doped, you can't put an asterisk in the Hall of Fame saying that they were doped. You can't. So it's up for you to argue whether they're Hall of Famers or not. And in the mind of baseball, baseball now says they are eligible for the Hall of Fame, no matter what. You have to make a decision on those grounds alone, whatever your personal feeling is or not.
Doesn't, what's his name, the guy who broke Babe Ruth's record?
Barry Bonds.
No.
Oh, Hank Aaron.
No, before that, the single season, back in the day.
Roger Maris.
Yes, doesn't he have an asterisk?
It's been removed. It was removed, I believe, in the 80s.
Okay.
Tim, that is right. The problem is, who knows who was and who wasn't? There, Tim Verducci was on Major League Baseball Channel this week. I think it was on Wednesday. And he was talking about the interview with Ken Caminiti. I believe you may have seen that post that I put up on my blog about Ken Caminiti. And he was the only one that actually said, and he didn't name anyone else. But he himself said, juicing, and I'm paraphrasing, made me feel like Superman. It made me faster. It made me stronger. And it made me feel invincible. And all of my warning shots were now going out of the park. So again, Ken Caminiti said, the juicing, the PEDs helped me play the game. It helped me stay there. Because if these guys aren't juicing, Big Dog, there's no difference between us and them. That means you and I can hit, and you and I can hit warning track shots. The difference between us and them is they hit it out. So in general terms, if these guys aren't using PEDs, they're no different from us, meaning they're not very good. They need the PEDs to compete. So it goes back to my argument about Mark McGwire and everything else. And to all the idiots out there that have said PEDs do nothing, Ken Caminiti said it did. Mark McGwire said, I took PEDs because I was growing tired of everyone saying, oh, you're hurt. So by your own admission, PEDs helped you play the game.
True.
Because without them, you couldn't.
And, of course, the people that are pro McGwire, Bond, Sosa, Clemens, everyone else, of course, is their argument, which I don't agree with, their argument is always, oh, but they could hit the ball before that. They had the eye, they had the swing, they had this, they had that.
Yeah, so can a 5-year-old.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm not agreeing with them, but that's always their contention. Oh, well, he was able before then. Look at what Bonds would be. Yeah. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. He still took, everybody knows, that's the problem with Bonds. Everybody knows he did it, but he was, in a court of law, was found not guilty.
That's correct. He was found guilty of
lying.
Yeah, of lying to a grand jury.
You know, but
he admitted that he took steroids. That he unknowingly took steroids.
Yeah. Well, next year should be a good year, hopefully, as Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and Frank Thomas are all eligible for the Hall next year. Those guys, I don't believe, ever have been.
No. I mean, look, people are saying that there are whispers about Piazza. Who are the whispers?
Yeah.
You know, that's like two idiot writers getting together and say, outside the White House.
Bleacher Report.
You know, hey, I may be employed by them. I applied for Bleacher Report because I wanted to write an article there. I'm still going to rip them, you know, because there's nothing better to do. But that was funny. I was going to use it as White House correspondent, how they play off the story off each other and they use it as inside source.
According to
and the only inside source is here.
This is only the eighth time that they failed to elect any players in the history of them voting. And there were only four fewer votes than last year. Only four.
Yeah.
So voting was almost essentially the same, and five members did submit blank ballots.
Okay, so that just means it's a difference of four from last time around. It's 500 writers. There should be, 5,000 votes? Let's add up the votes. No, I'm not going to do that, but there are 5,000 numbers right there. So, there you have it, big dog. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm putting to you is, think about this. Baseball, the industry, has said these players are eligible for the Hall of Fame. By putting them on the list as Hall of Fame eligible, it is now up to us to consider that. Does that change your opinion, big dog?
No, Tim.
No, go ahead. I know you are. What's Tim say?
Tim said about Barry Bonds. He says he admitted to using two creams, one of which was one of which was real cream, the other was KY.
Yeah. And I guess he didn't use a lot of KY, right? He didn't need very much based on what his girlfriend and his wife have said. What's your pet name for him?
Big Head Little Balls.
But have you seen pictures of him lately?
Yes, he's normal.
I will not say that. He's so small. He's very unstereotypically small.
From the pictures in it, in fact, there was just one posted just the other day.
Oh, were you viewing it as well?
He is Pittsburgh Barry Bonds.
Huh?
How do you?
Oh, yes. Look, guys, I mean, my wife was watching the day with me, the day he hit number 756. And she was watching the video about him, and all of a sudden, who's that? That's Barry Bonds. The video had a center guy. Yes, baby. It's called steroids. I mean, even she picked it out. She goes, I don't know. Who's that now? It's Barry Bonds. But hey, whatever. And now he looks normal again.
Yes, he looks normal again. And also, he makes fun of himself because if anybody remembers that movie that was a comedy ripoff of the superhero movies, they have Barry Bonds just chugging steroids.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't watch superhero movies.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I don't watch Spider-Man, Batman,
well,
maybe.
This was by the Wayans brothers. It was one of those.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It was actually, unfortunately, rather amusing. The Wayans brothers are funny. Big Dog is a warrior. I'm shot. Yes. He was watching the pictures of Barry Bonds. Yes. Yes, he was. And Tim says, that means the same group of dummies voted 2 years in a row. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now for you to decide whether they have the credentials again to the Hall of Fame. Baseball of themselves, the arbiter, has said they're eligible. Is Barry Bonds a Hall of Famer? That's the question to you now. I don't exactly require an answer from you right now, Big Dog, but I will in about 30 seconds.
No. Okay. It's my personal belief that he used steroids and that enhanced his power, and that's what made him break all these records.
You see, the article that I'm writing on right now is the difference between caffeine, amphetamines, steroids, and all that stuff. I mean, what is the difference between coffee, five-hour energy,
or
Coke? I've never had Coke, so I have to go by the studies. And I'm Tim.
I'm talking about that white stuff. You know, what the highway patrol over here in California gets pretty freaked out every time it snows. They always think it's a crime scene.
When it snows, it's white. Oh, man.
If it was funny, I'd laugh.
You know, people laugh the first time
yeah.
when the mountains were shut down several years ago. The point is, what is the difference between that stuff?
One's illegal and the other ones aren't.
Ah, yes. All right.
But even some of the diuretics
have
banned substances by Major League Baseball. Even though they're legal, you're not allowed to take them.
Bingo.
But and that's why they have the 1-800 number.
Which apparently these idiots think it's a 1-900 number, so they never call it.
They would be calling it.
Well,
these horny bastards.
Well, yeah, but they think they're going to pay for it, so they don't call that one.
Well, they pay for it anyway.
Okay, Capitol says I'm going to reboot and then try to call via Skype.
Okay.
All right, well, we want to thank everyone that's on with us, all the guests live and in the archive. Thanks for joining us. We're having a good time this morning. We are having a great conversation. Consider that. And we're going to be talking about the Hall of Fame for a while because I think the NFL Hall of Fame is coming up now.
Yes, but...
yes, go ahead, Big Dog.
Since we're on baseball and since we're talking about testing or lack thereof...
Oh, yes! Oh, my God! HGH!
Major League Baseball will test in season for HGH.
First time ever.
Yes. They're going to do it throughout the regular season and increase efforts to detect abnormal levels of testosterone.
Blood test!
Players were subjected to blood testing for HGH during spring training last year. Since Thursday's agreement between management and the Players Association expands that throughout the season. Those are in addition to urine tests and other performance-enhancing to look for other performance-enhancing drugs. Since under the changes to baseball's drug agreement, the World Anti-Doping Agency...
WADA.
Yep.
WADA.
They're back again, which is in the laboratory in Laval, Quebec. So Tim's going to be... Maybe Tim won't be working for Ladies. He'll be working for WADA, you know.
Is he moving from Roto Rob to WADA? WADA?
Water Rob.
Water Rob. Hey! You might want to use that one, Timmy. Water Rob.
It says they're going to keep the records of each player, including his baseline ratio of testosterone to epitosterone. And it says we'll conduct carbon isotope ratio mass spectrometry test.
Ooh, the chemistry student in me just got excited.
Of any urine specimens that vary...
you killed it. That was really killer. The minute you said urine specimen, you killed it.
Since they began random drug testing in 2003, testing with penalties the following year and suspensions for first offenders in 2005. Of course, the initial penalties were lengthened from 10 days to 50 games. In 2006, and when illegal amphetamines were banned. So the number of tests has gradually increased over the past decade.
Good thing, bad thing. It's a damn good thing. Well, for baseball, it's actually a bad thing.
Will we see immediate results? Will we see...
Yes, the fences will be coming in on most stadiums. They will continue to come in. Seattle's bringing them in. San Diego's bringing them in. It has always been my argument. Now, Tim, this is breaking news from Timmy. And notice that I call him Timmy, like I call the other guy Bri-Bri. It's just what I do. Just like I call you...
No, there's a difference between Bri-Bri and Timmy.
And that difference is?
You have a bromance with Bri-Bri.
I don't have a bromance with Bri-Bri.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't. Tim asks, will they be testing the trainers? And Tim, breaking news about the WADA, whatever. It's only if they up the offer. The first one pissed him off. Now, I want to know if that was a joke. Piss. WADA. Very well done, Timmy. He's very smart. I mean, he has a lot of time to think up in the Great White North. Tim, what's the temperature like up there? Let us know, please. We know it's as cold as a witch's... Whatever.
Which is what? What's cold than a witch?
Only two people called me Timmy. You and my late mom. Yes, was an attempt at humor. Yeah, Timmy, I got it. I'm the only one that called him Timmy.
It wasn't an attempt, Tim. You are.
Oh,
you
it was funny.
You are humorous.
Is that what horse said? Because I wasn't going to say that's what she said.
Because we know about that. Tim is happy. He's a happy man.
Yes, he is. You know,
only Tim could get away with having a purple cast. Those are my union colors, so I'm good with it. But down here in Southern California, Timmy, you would not have gotten out of West Hollywood.
Maybe not West Hollywood. He would have gone out of L.A. because everyone would have thought he was a Laker fan. So he'd get it purple. That's what I told him.
That's right.
That's right.
Good man. You remember those things.
Yeah. Now, Francisco
is okay around 20, but snowing like crazy. Calling for a foot or so today. Wow.
Now,
that's horrible. No, go ahead. You are witty this morning.
When they do the weather in Canada, do they say there's going to be a foot of snow, or is it 15 meters of snow? Since they're metric up there.
Actually, if it's a foot of snow, they say it's about 3 meters.
Well, wouldn't they be like...
Yeah.
they wouldn't be, you know, they say, oh, we're expecting a foot of snow. Well, Canada, what the hell is that?
I don't know if they're on the metric or if they're on the...
No, not metric. Everybody's on metric except us. We're just
well, Liberia.
We're too stupid to know.
Yeah, Liberia is on the U.S. system.
Do you remember...
And there's a few others that
are... Do you remember in junior high or it would have been elementary
school? Shut up. It started.
I'm older than you.
By how much?
3 years? 4 years?
I'm 43. You're not 47 yet.
I'm 46. I'm sorry. I said 3 years. I said 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah, and I will be 2 years before you make it four. So you can't make it four. It'll always be three. It's either two or three between.
Okay, well, either way, do you remember back in the day when they tried to convert us to metric for those couple of years? And boy, did that not work.
I know. I remember when remember the freeways? They start adding the metric. Jimmy Carter. It was Jimmy Carter. Poor boy. I think that's why they held. Oh, better not go there. Better not hit that one.
Oh, he said it was in honor of me. Then he said a foot of snow. I'm loved.
Oh, we know you're loved. They love you, big dog.
Yes, they do.
Everyone does. And I hate the fact that they love you.
Oh, they love you, too.
Oh, baloney. No, I just...
You're a totalitarian.
You're that. You're that. Oh, hail! Yeah. We're very hyper this morning, big dog. At least I am. For those of you that don't know, I finally spilled the beans yesterday on NDB Media 3, and this will be my last announcement on it. There was a program on at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern on our third channel, NDB Media 3. Tanya Mercado interviewed me on a segment.
Yeah, so we had a very long talk last night.
And the conversation shocked me that there were so many... I mean, I felt bad for Tanya.
Why?
She had so many people in the switchboard in the queue.
Yeah, but no one... Everybody
and
wanted
no
to
one
listen.
Pressed
yeah,
one.
Because everybody wanted to listen to your story because it was very interesting and very revealing. Just as I was on there, she asked if I wanted to come in. I said no. Give Roger all
the... Well, they're talking about bringing you online. Oh, hey.
She said, do you want to...
Shut up. What's on? ESPN breaking news.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, must be about NHL.
Speaking of, we'll go to that later. But in staying with
baseball... Timmy. I was on the third channel, NDB Media 3. We're listening to NDB Media 2. And the flagship channel is NDB Media, the one that started it all. But on Thursday night...
And then there's NDB Sports Radio, which I'm going to put on.
NDB Sports. Well, we're going to try to get you some company on there. NDB Sports, that's the one we're going to be using for the football games. And there's another program that started on Wednesday. We have three sports programs on Wednesday. It's unbelievable. Starts at 4, then 5, and then 6. Unbelievable. What? Wow.
Tim says, damn, I like my shoe size. I wear a 25.
We were on shoe size a moment ago. What was it?
Centimeters.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're dying to say something about...
Oh, no. We can just keep going. There's still some more baseball stuff.
But we said NHL, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Coffee's not here yet.
Man, Skype sucks. Magic Jack sucks. And so does Blog Talk Radio. It's funny you're saying that when you're in the chat room, Timmy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Oh, yes, I think it does suck. I don't know how much it sucks. I'm going to see if I can make it suck some more, but here, let's just do this right now. Let's get it out of the way.
Oh, wait, coffee, why do you do that?
It better be him.
though. I'm not going to serenade someone else.
His name is Sonny, the hardest working man in sports. Oh, yeah, he is the big man on campus.
Good morning, Mr.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, I blew it yet again, and I'm talking about the intro.
No. I'm having issue. I did the basketball game last night, and I left my stuff in the car, which included my headset and everything else. So you're actually on speaker, and I'm listening via speaker and talking to you via speaker because the phone handset for this phone doesn't work. So that's where we're at.
So in other words, everyone can listen to me in the Clark household?
Well, two of them are gone. There's only one left, and she's not going to get up before noon. So yeah, so it's just me this morning.
Wow. That makes me feel different. Well, good morning, Mr. Couch Potato. I'm glad you're joining us. I'm sorry that you're having issues. Yes, Tim says, other than that, is life good, Couch?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. We're having some technical difficulties with that stupid mixer. I almost wish I never even brought it in. I'd do the thing and go back and edit what I needed to edit, turn it up to make it sound good or do whatever. But I got dropped from the basketball game last night calling the basketball game, so I was a little bit peeved about that too. But no, besides that, yeah, everything's good.
Mr. Sonny Clark, why don't you give us a tidbit of what you're doing with the high schoolers?
I'm calling the high school basketball games. And when baseball comes up, I'm going to be calling baseball as far as doing it here on Blog Talk Radio. We're actually getting, you know, it's hit and miss sometimes, depending on the situation as far as what we're getting as far as listens. But the locals are taking the listen here and there, and that's pretty good.
Oh.
Tim has some advice for you.
Oh, Clark. Yes, he does, baby.
He says he suggests that you get rid of your mixer because they're old school. You need to buy a blender.
Tim's got more.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm a little bit peeved about that, but take away from that, I'm all right. It's a atypical Saturday morning, though, and it's good stuff.
And what was my it was so funny, the conversation that we had yesterday, Mr. Clark and I said, well, Sonny, I know you have a dilemma. Why don't you go to the boys over at Radio Shack? And what was your wonderful comment?
The people they got sitting in Radio Shack are dumber than I am, and that's a problem in reality, especially when it comes to doing this stuff. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing, so they're even worse than I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, however you want to consider that, that was the PC answer now. It was a lot more colorful yesterday.
They're a bunch of dumbasses. I mean, I wasn't trying to be PC. They're just incredibly stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were we supposed to argue that?
Yeah, there you go. But, wouldn't you know, the game last night, I just checked the archives, got 1,370 listeners, and I don't know how much of the game even came out, if any, except the commercials. So, hey, the sponsors are happy.
That's funny.
As long as they're happy.
Yeah, so a lot of dead air, then commercials, dead air.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that whole situation is about. But how are you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. I'm going to share a quick little story. Apparently, the Couch Potato and his wife had a conversation early.
Mrs. Couch Potato
had a conversation yesterday at about noontime because I got a call at 10:36 yesterday morning, my time, and it woke me up. And then Sonny Clark says, oh, scorekeeper, I'm sorry, did I wake you up? And there was a chuckle in the background. I heard.
Yeah, my wife was here. Yes, so.
Yeah, but what was the whole deal? I mean, it was like, I swear the chuckle was like, you owe me, dude.
Well, I am always waking up people on the on the Pacific Coast. I think, hey, it's noon my time. Everybody should be up. That's usually what I'm thinking. So I don't usually give too much credence to whether or not someone may be asleep, nor do I care usually. So she's always laughing at me when I go, oh, you're asleep? Because I say that to my dad a lot because I wake him up a lot. And so... That's why she's laughing. After I get off the phone, she goes, "You're always waking people up over there." I was like, "Hell, you know." Well, I would have figured you might have been up at 10:30. So,
well, it's like, again, as you know, and like I said, I spilled the beans yesterday. You know, it's very difficult, Sonny. Sometimes I'm up all night. Sometimes I'm up all day. It's very difficult, but the phone was right next to me, and the phone... Hey, usually, when you allegedly wake me up, right, don't I get on the first ring?
Usually, yeah, and I get the scorekeeper. Back in the 80s, there was this commercial about 7-Eleven coffee. You get the caveman where he goes, ah! That's scorekeeper after you wake him up.
And thank God we're not talking about Las Vegas again, so we'll just leave it at that.
I got some bad news about that, by the way. I am having a rough time getting a place for us to set up to do our show in Las Vegas.
Oh, Sonny, don't worry about it. I mean, with you, when it happens, it happens. When it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah, I've been on the phone with about 8 different casinos, and I can't get them to call me back. Or when I do, they say, oh, we'll get back with you, and I haven't heard back from them. And I told them, hey, you know, we're less than, you know, 3 weeks away. You know, can someone, like, pick up the damn phone? But no one has done so. So I'm having a rough time with that gig up there as far as us getting to Las Vegas and doing our show on Saturday morning.
Fair enough, Sonny, and I do appreciate that. We're going to switch to a segment right now.
I say we just show up and just set up a table and start the show.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that, Sonny?
what did he say?
I said we should just show up, set up a table, start doing the show.
Yeah, there we go. Well, yeah, but we actually need permission to do that everywhere, so I know.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have some baseball news that we're going to go over right now, and we're going to get to it, and the most important one begins with this, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't done this segment in a while. It's about time we do it. Milton Bradley! Milton Bradley! All the world is waiting for you. 13 charges. Milton Bradley! Milton Bradley! Yes, let's get to it, big dog. My favorite player. And I will apologize to Melissa Ortega. You've known her as being on the Daily 15. She did a few programs with us from time to time. And she had a Dodger jersey. And I will say she was real cute when she wore the jersey. No. But the jersey was Milton Bradley.
Why?
And let's just say that, yeah, I think she lost the jersey or she threw it away because I wrote her that hard about it. And I'm sorry.
You wrote her hard?
Shut up. I'm talking about her having the Milton Bradley jersey. So I apologize. Stop whispering, big dog. Stop whispering. I'm not awake yet.
Yeah, but you heard that.
Let's go ahead and continue, big dog.
All right.
Tim's enjoying that one. Nice shot, big dog. Yeah, okay, let's continue.
Scorekeeper's favorite Dodger, of course, former Dodger, Seattle Mariner outfielder, Milton Bradley.
Padre.
Yeah.
Ranger, Cubs, Indian.
Yep, Expos, Indians, Dodgers, A's, Padres, Rangers, Cubs, and Mariners.
And now about to be part of...
the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
He's been charged with abusing his estranged wife and faces up to 13 years in jail if convicted. City prosecutors announced this yesterday. Bradley, who was 34, was charged on Thursday with 13 misdemeanor counts of assault with a deadly weapon, vandalism, and dissuading a witness from making a report. In addition to jail time, Bradley could face up to $13,000 in fines and restitution if convicted. He remains free pending the scheduled January 24th arraignment. Prosecutors contend that Bradley threatened and attacked his wife five times in 2011 and 2012. He was twice arrested at his home in 2011. I said during one incident in November 2012, Bradley allegedly pushed his wife against the kitchen wall and choked her with both hands after she requested that he stop smoking marijuana in front of their children and requested that his friends leave their San Fernando Valley home. This was a statement from the city attorney's office. It says prosecutors contend that during another confrontation, Bradley kicked his wife in the ribs and approached her with a baseball bat and threatened her with a knife, telling her, and for those who don't like cussing, cover your ears. He says, "You'll be dead, bitch, before you divorce me." The couple, who has two children, are separated in the middle of a very contentious divorce. Bradley, of course, played 11 years with the aforementioned teams. Surprised?
Yeah. No, I'm not surprised. And the magic number here is 13.
He had many on-the-field problems, did he not?
Yeah, I mean, he...
Very outspoken player?
Yeah, he flips out on the field, and he apparently flips out on the field at home as well. I'm not sympathetic to him whatsoever. I'm sympathetic to his wife. I mean, apparently, when you read the charges, there was a word there, dissuade. And I think the attorney was really just, you know, kind of like nitpicking him, because what really flipped him out was his wife was trying to dissuade him from smoking in front of the kids, and that's why he flipped out. So, you know, I think it's kind of funny.
Well, I have a feeling there was another witness, because he's trying to dissuade a witness.
Yeah, the kid!
Maybe.
Or one of his homies?
No, I don't think...
I'm just curious.
I'm thinking maybe one of her friends was there and saw something.
Yeah.
But anyways, Milton's going to be playing games in prison. He'll be playing the game, you know, drop the soap.
Or hide the soap.
Hide the soap. No, it's, never mind.
Go ahead.
No.
You already used the biatch. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I threw a disclaimer before I did.
Hey, Sonny, what do you think, pal?
Sounds about right for him, but I don't know if I feel bad or not. I guess I don't. You know, if she stayed this long, how many years is it? She's just as dumb as he is. I'll put that out there. Now, granted, yes. Yeah, I got a little compassion for the woman, but she was dumb enough to stay after the first time it happened. That's her own problem.
Well, look at me. I agree with Sonny. If it happens the first time, there's differences. If someone's beating his wife because he's smoking marijuana, or she says, "I don't want your friends here," and he flips out and pins her against the wall and says he's going to kill her, that's when she should leave. She should report it and leave.
And never go back to him. And you know this wasn't the first time this happened. This is just the first time it's being brought out to light, especially on him. This happened years ago while he was playing, too. No doubt. No doubt in my mind that's happened. So if this is the first time, then I feel sorry for it. But there's just no way this is the first time this happened. I mean, you see what's happened out on the baseball field. You know it was going on at home. When this happened back in 1995, the first time, she should have just picked up and left. So she's got to, you know, she's got to take a little bit of responsibility for that as well.
Well, she did. She told him not to smoke in front of the kids, and he flipped out.
But that was just this last time. I mean, you know, this was, like I said, if this was 1995 when that happened, when he was first getting into baseball, when all that started, or whenever, the first time like that, you got to let that go. The first time he raises your hand to you, you got to leave. And if you don't, you're dumb. There are too many programs out there that protect women, that are out there that protect women, and she chose not to go that route. She chose to go this route. And stay with him until it gets to the point where he beats the heck out of her. You know, I got a little sympathy for her, just a little, because she's just dumb being in the situation.
Well, Sonny, look, she is now separated from him, and I guess she's done the right thing, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, she's left him. It shouldn't have went on this long. She should have done it before.
Well,
there could be different circumstances as to maybe she was afraid for, you know, the threatened her life. Maybe she felt.
There could have been a lot of things.
Yeah.
Maybe she really felt like he was getting better, you know, she wanted to try to fix things.
Oh, no, I'm thinking more the other way. She's afraid for her life, and she's afraid he was actually going to kill her. That's why she couldn't leave. You know, if that's the case, maybe I could see that, but at the same time, you know, you go behind his back. He travels all the time. I mean, for those 13 years, I mean, he was still playing in 2011, 2012, was he not?
No, I think he was playing in 2011. That was last year.
Okay, well, this happened, a lot of this happened in 2011. You know, he goes on the road for 14, 15 days. She can go right behind, you know, without him knowing, go to an attorney, go to the police, go to somebody.
And get it done.
You know, to get herself. And it's not like he's not without money because, you know, and she has the kids, so it's not like she's going to have to worry about money and stuff.
See, Tim and I are on the same page. Not in 2012, but he was in 2011. And, Tim, I'm going to steal this one from you. Regarding Milton Bradley, all the talent in the world, but nothing from the neck up. Hollow as a stump.
That's giving stumps a bad name.
It is giving stumps a bad name. That was very well done. Bradley has demonstrated anger issues forever. Yes, he has. It's sad, but whatever. And speaking of sad, the word of the day is a baseball word, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a breaking ball. A baseball thrown with spin so that its path curves as it approaches the batter. In the media, breaking ball is so that every stupid announcer that is unable to recognize a pitch names it a breaking ball.
Well, expect that a lot from me when it comes to calling those baseball games.
I did not do that for you, Sonny.
Hey, I get the pass. I can't tell the difference. Hey, every pitch is a fastball to me, so there you go.
Okay.
Now you have two pitches.
Yeah,
now you have two pitches. Fastball and breaking ball.
Or you can do fastball and not a fastball.
Well, I don't know what the hell that was, but sure was a good pitch.
When Sonny's calling the game and the ball gets away, I
want to
hear him say, "That was just a bit outside."
Yeah, just a bit outside. Tried the corner and missed.
You know, I never had the opportunity to call one like that.
That's...
You know, let me tell you, I was lucky. Every game that I called on LetMeHearYou.com was an exciting game. They were all great.
What? Consider the breaking ball as something that happens when you don't wear a jock strap. Just ask Adrian Beltre about it.
Yeah. We play today, we win today, and that's it. All right. Mariano Duncan, 1996 Yankees. We play today, we win today, and that's it.
The 96 Yankees could do that.
We play today, we win today.
That was most of the time.
That's it. That was... Yes, that was the year that Mariano Rivera and John Wetland, after the sixth inning with the lead, the Yankees were 95-1. That's the year the Yankees were playing six-inning games.
That was Jeter's second year?
That was Jeter's first year. I mean, it was true.
And wasn't that...
Rivera and Wetland were lights out.
4 innings in 5 years, or was it 3 innings in 5 years?
They won 96, 98, 99, 2000. 4 rings in 5 years.
That's not bad for a
bunch of also ran
for a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yes, my God. Yes, you did. I was so surprised.
Oh, no, he didn't.
That's because you know he's gonna go. You know he's in.
Okay.
If he were to stop playing right now, he'd be in. You know.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway.
The funny thing was,
Tim was on a program this week that I was listening.
658. On 112.
Go to hell. I'm not writing it down.
At the end of the year. I'm not writing it down.
Tim was on a program this week, and it was funny because he was talking about some fantasy stuff. Shut up! Don't write it down! Stop! Stop! Anyway, I don't know. Tim was talking about certain players, and I heard him catch his breath because he was going to say, oh, and the so-and-sos of the world. And I flipped out of the chat room. Oh, my God. I flipped out, and I went after Tim. I said, Tim, were you going to say the so-and-so? And he says, yeah, but I caught myself. And I was like, way to go, Timmy. And then his co-host went off and said, the Crawfords of the world and all that. And I went off in the chat room saying, Crawfords? I only know one. I only know one Derek Jeter. I only know one. And I was blown off in the program. Tim obviously wasn't going to say anything, but his buddy just ignored me in the chat room.
And here it is, 6:58 on 1/12/2013, Hall of Fame admission.
For who?
For Derek Jeter, you admitted.
Okay,
but anyway,
okay.
speaking of his cohorts, because we're on Derek Jeter, Mr. A-Rod,
now that I'm going serious, I have to watch language a bit more. You think you were cussing in the chat room? No. Good morning, Mr. Matt Alvarez.
What's up, Matt?
What's up, buddy boy? Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Alvarez is the star of our Friday program at 1 o'clock. And if you didn't know, Matt Alvarez and the Sports Opinion Show. Done at 1 o'clock. Great. Matt is so happy. The numbers are just sparkling. I know, Matt, you love it as much as I do. And we were talking about it last week, how the big dog and I were just so depressed when I would say, damn it, Matt is beating us out with the numbers. And now it's not even close. But Matt Alvarez and us combined, we're pulling down 3,000 a week. We are just happy, happy, happy. So it's good.
3,000 a week?
Yeah.
So he does
1,000.
I was going to be worked out. So he's the other 100. We did the
29. Oh, shut up. No, okay. You know what?
I'm just kidding.
No, we will check the numbers right now.
Fifth,
No. We're going to check them right now, big dog.
I got 1,700 listeners to commercials on last night. So, yeah, hey, we're up there in numbers, too.
Stop bragging.
I know it's not. I was making fun of myself. They were saying 1,700 people just sat and listened to commercials. I'm so pissed. I can't believe it. And I actually had a good call last night.
I bet you did, Sonny. Your games usually are good calls. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I'm stalling because the big dog is dying to get system information because the computer is so freaking slow.
Tim says that now that Matt's here, he has to really watch his language. He says he can't be corrupting the youth of the world.
That is true, and I don't know why it's taking so long. Come on, sweetheart. Here we go. Archive. Come on, archive. These are last week's numbers. Oh, and of course, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, here we go. Last week's numbers. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Sports Talk with the Guys, 526 downloads, 641 live. Oh, my God. And Matt alone, 213 archive, 388 live. Wow. Unbelievable. That's just for last week. We are just so happy. Just so happy.
I have a question for you.
No.
Well, I still have a question for you. Why did A-Rod take so long? Did he know the hip was bad?
That's what she said.
Well, that's what he's hoping. Yeah, it's a good thing when he says, yeah, she takes so long. But, you know, you don't want to go. It's over already. But anyway, besides the point, that's Tori Wilson, by the way. Besides that, why did he take so long? Tori Wilson, his girlfriend, you know, the former wrestler?
I don't know.
Caesar's friend?
I have no idea. I know now. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, and the Yankees just let it go on. I mean, they're paying the guy, what, almost $30 million? And he's not going to come back till after the All-Star break because he decided...
Maybe.
Because he decided to wait 3 extra months. For what reason? They said he was, strengthening his leg.
I think that's what it was.
It doesn't take 3 months to strengthen your leg. I've had knee surgery. I've had rehab and stuff. It does not take that long.
He's an expert on this.
It does not take that long, especially if you're strengthening your leg. And he said, first of all, he's a professional athlete, an exceptional professional athlete, even though I really don't like him. He has, over the years, put up numbers that he's a superior professional athlete. So it's not like he was completely out of shape anyways. It shouldn't have taken more than 2 or 3 weeks to get that leg strengthened to the point of surgery. So the fact that he waited an extra, let's see, October, November, December, he waited an extra 4 months
to have his surgery. If he would have had it right when the Yankees were out of the playoffs, he would have had it, say, 3 weeks later, he might have been ready for maybe a month into the – he would have missed maybe most of the spring training, maybe the first month of the season, maybe. And instead, now you don't see him until after the All-Star break.
I can't say, Big Dog. I wish I had an answer, but the Yankees are the Yankees. I don't think they really care because they have Nuke in there now.
I mean, Nuke.
Yeah, but you're still paying.
Nuke Lelouch.
Yeah, but you're still paying him $30 million. I mean, I don't want to pay a guy $30 million. I mean, is this a Shaquille O'Neal thing? Well, I got hurt while I was playing, so I'm going to have surgery while I'm playing.
I have no idea. I have no idea, Big Dog.
Do you have an opinion on it or don't really care?
I'm in agreement with you, Big Dog. What does Sonny have to say?
Well, I say the same thing. I say that about a lot of injuries that are happening. You know, I know sometimes the swelling's got to come down and things like that, but the fact that this has taken so long before he went under the knife is actually irresponsible for him. And frankly, I think if I were the Yankees, I would, especially with the fact that this guy isn't playing well, I would see if there's something that they could do legally about not paying him.
Interesting.
But I guess the Yankees are in agreement. They haven't said anything.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like. The Yankees are in agreement with him taking this long, so I don't know what they could do.
But what are they going to say?
Well, they could pull the same thing like the what's his name, the guy that got suspended by the Houston Rockets for refusing to accept his going down to the D-League. Their rookie guy, the one that's got problems with ADD and flying and stuff, you know, he finally got suspended by the team. The team finally got fed up and said, you know what? You know, you can't just do what you want. This is a professional league. You're under contract. Yes, we understand there's a problem, but at the same time, you got to work with us. And he's refusing because he says that, and this is the part that I find hard to believe. He says that upper management is making all the medical decisions. Now, I'm almost positive in a multi-million-dollar team, they're not going to say, oh, let management make the decision for this guy's medical stuff. I'm pretty sure they have their own doctors that they talk to before they even talk to him, and then they talk to their lawyers, and then they give the guy the decision.
So management is making the decision.
But you know what I'm saying, though.
Yes, they do.
He's accusing upper management of just saying, oh, the guy's sitting behind the desk. You know, the general manager says, oh, you have to play. I'm pretty sure that I'm almost 100% sure that management and ownership goes to their doctors, and of course everybody has their own doctors, and yes, I know there's differences of opinion, but at the same time, you know, Mr. White has to agree, you know, hey, you know, I got to work with these guys somehow other than, no, I don't agree with what you're saying, so I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to report. No, he's not going
to
say
it. I think he's full of it. I mean, we get back to what we kind of briefly talked about this last week. I think he's full of it. At college, he traveled. He did all that stuff. You know, they flew. They didn't take buses everywhere, but they flew, and he got on the plane with them. I don't believe this guy for a second. And let's just put it this way. If it is true, the guy's a wuss. Get over it. Go see a therapist. Go to I'm a scared flying therapist and get that done. I don't believe him for a second. I think he's a wuss. I think he doesn't want to accept what's going on, and he's having a hard time because he's got his money that he signed for, his guaranteed money. That might be enough for him. That's what I think is going on, but then again, I'm a pessimist.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, if this does go through and the NBA Players Union, of course, is probably going to step in on his behalf, since he is suspended without pay now, I'm pretty sure that if it does go through, that ownership has done everything they can, and they're well within their rights to suspend him, they might be able to void that contract.
Yep. They might have to pay some of it back.
Yep.
Yeah, and going back to the issue with A-Rod, or A-Roid, Tim has some great comments. I'm really not saying it because the Yankees are making a big deal of this.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's in consultation with the medical staff. Otherwise, they would love to get out of the contract.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm probably pretty sure that they would rather have him retire from this injury, so, you know, then go in there and say, oh, he's just so bad he can't play anymore. Then they can go to their insurance company and say,
Piggyback.
If he retires.
Well, I mean, because of injury.
Contract.
I'm saying because of injury, though, that he can't play because of injury. Then he still gets his money, and then, of course, the Yankees will get their most of it back because of insurance, because of injury. But
No. If he retires due to injury, the contract is still, once you stop playing, you're done.
I'm not sure about that. Are you sure? Because I've heard players that have gotten paid because, like, Brandon Roy, he still got his entire contract from the Portland Trailblazers after he retired because of a knee injury medically.
Yeah, you and I have argued that in basketball. In baseball, no.
Okay.
I mean, when
that's what I was going by, baseball.
Once you retire, you're done. If you choose to retire, it's like leaving your job. You're done.
Okay, what if you don't choose to retire, but you're forced to retire because of medical reasons?
Well, that's a whole different issue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He would be...
Federal labor laws come into play.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A-Rod, I'm not saying A-Rod was saying, I'm going to retire. No, I'm saying
the
doctor...
You have to fulfill your contract.
Okay, but if you can't because of medical reasons...
If not, I believe the rules are that from the day you stop playing, there's a 2-year window that you have to try to come back. And if you don't finish... Or you don't. If you're not back within 2 years, all the medical coverage stops, all the access to the team facility stops, everything.
I understand that, yeah.
So, you know, and that's kind of under workman's comp and stuff like
that.
So,
I understand that.
And
yeah.
The same thing happens. If you can't play anymore, you're done. See ya. And if it's work-related, then you have to go through all these other different things.
Yeah. And, of course, that's what this was. This was going to be work-related.
Yeah. Right? Now, it says you'd never retire.
Yep. And scorekeeper, since you are a man of tradition in baseball, how do you feel about them using cell phones now in the dugout? Are you happy? Indifferent? Does it matter? Because they, in case of anybody who doesn't know, Major League Baseball has made an announcement because they are in partnership with Sprint. And
you know what?
You may be not T-Mobile. I stand corrected. Sorry about that, guys. T-Mobile. And they will now have cell phones with the Samsung, and it's funny because they named the phone also. The Samsung Galaxy 3 will be in all dugouts, and they have the technology so that it's called geofencing, meaning the network won't operate if the phones are taken into the seats or the clubhouse. It will only work in the dugout, and will also, it's going to be encrypted so it will not interfere, or no one can interfere in the stands with it. It's going to be a special encryption. It's supposed to be state-of-the-art technology. But they still will have the old phones, they said, for managers or whoever that still don't want to use cell phones. So I picture all the old guys are still going to be on the phones, and all the younger managers are going to be using the cells.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about that?
As far as I'm concerned, I mean, that's, you know, the difference between actually reaching for the phone or picking up the Galaxy 3. Whatever, I don't think that's much of a difference. As far as my personal comment, I'm surprised it took them so long.
Because tell me about the debacle.
Yes.
And they said that was a major, major influence to really get this pushed.
Yeah.
Because of what happened in the World Series.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, guys, had I been a manager, I would have been using the internet a long time ago. I would have been using the cell phone. I mean, look, I tell you, it's part of baseball. The first thing you do is you get the guy to sit to go and catch the other person signing you. Well, if you're going to do that too, you got someone in the stands that's telling you the positioning, all of it, and you're texting the messages, all of that crap. I would have been using cell phones 10, 15 years ago. So by them starting to use cell phones now, what?
So that would have been the big old gigantic one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sonny has a different opinion on it.
Sonny, what do you think? Are you happy? Don't care?
Don't care. That's where I'm at. I don't care.
Now remember, prior to the phone, how did they call out to the bullpen?
The whole thing is just kind of stupid in the first place. What's going to happen when the team mobile service goes and you can't make a call? I mean, is it the call to the dugout? Is that what this is all about? I'm trying to figure out why they're letting them have a cell phone in the dugout.
Sonny, apparently you missed the World Series debacle, as the Big Dog named it. Big Dog, please.
oh, I don't remember who was involved in it. I know that it was a debacle where the manager at, in the dugout got on the phone and the pitching coach in the bullpen misheard. And instead of,
he pulled an Addy Pettit.
Yeah, and instead of getting the closer ready, he got a long reliever ready. And when the coach went out, or the manager went out, and went, the wrong guy came out, and he's like, "What the?" And there was did they not end up losing that game because of that, Roger?
I believe so. Yes, you are so right, Big Dog. That's all right, Big Dog. I'll never call you Peter, but that's all right.
Call me Ishmael.
Call you Ishmael? You remember that?
Of course. Anyway.
Oh God, that was a personal moment, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
Let's see. Any other? Yeah, there's still some baseball news.
By the way, I got a complaint. BlackSportsOnline.com.
Okay.
I'm a little bit PO'd at them because they went on my Facebook. And what I was doing, folks, is that my wife gets free benefits through an airline that she works for. I took what happens, we fly standby, and I get called out early. So what I did is I went to Spirit Airlines, and I actually purchased a ticket for the way back to Las Vegas, back to home, instead of being rushed out early. So I actually have a ticket. So that being said, I was trying to maybe see about going to Vegas on a ticket, and that's just too expensive. But on my airline, the Spirit Airlines, they have the thing about Brent Musburger on. They put a little chuckle about Brent Musburger on Spirit Airlines. Well, I copied that, and I put it up on my Facebook early in the morning. Black Sports Online comes out with the story like they broke the damn thing, and I was like, wait a second. I was the one who put it up on my Facebook. Now, I didn't write the story, but I put the picture up on my Facebook, and then they stole the story afterwards. So I'm a little bit PO'd. However, they got that chick that everybody was losing their mind about how hot she is and everything else. The girlfriend of Catherine Webb, all over
yeah.
it. So, I take it and I put the picture up on my Facebook, and sure enough, it goes almost viral about how Spirit Airlines is ripping on or loving Brent Musburger online. So I just thought I'd throw that out.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. I mean, Brent Musburger.
I'm just as guilty because of what I said for the football player in the lingerie Pacific Cup game.
That's
six.
Different.
Why is it different? There she is.
Because you're not Brent Musburger.
There's lovely. There's hottie.
Because you're not Brent Musburger.
I said on
you're
air.
You're not Brent Musburger. Yeah.
You're not Brent Musburger. You don't get paid millions of dollars.
Okay, but he said they make a beautiful couple.
No, he said she's a gorgeous woman. He said,
yes.
Yeah, I know.
She is. I mean, why are they making such a federal case over that? It sounds like he said, boy, look at the nabs on that bitch. I mean, that's what we do, you know? He just commented on her beauty. Now, did he go a little overboard? Sure, but God, come on. Jeez
wait,
Louise,
wait, hold on
Brent Musburger, he's never been known to be the smartest, person in the world anyway. Come on.
Oh, so Brent Musburger will now be known as codename Mittens for us. Because the cap that we have is not the sharpest tool in the shed. Now, wait a minute. I understand he said to her, or he said, man, she's gorgeous, and don't they make a beautiful couple, or something like that. And that's
well,
it.
He said, young men out there, learn how to throw the football so you can end up with a gorgeous-looking girl like that.
Said,
that's what basically
he said.
So you can get the good look.
Get all the gorgeous women.
Yeah.
While that happens to be true.
All the quarterbacks get all the gorgeous. He goes, just look at her. Look how gorgeous that she is. Standing next to, his mother, da-da-da-da-da. And he says, you young kids, learn how to throw the football. He goes, and you'll get the beautiful women, too.
Yeah. And it would have been funnier if he would have said, and it don't matter if you're ugly.
and maybe
did.
That was best, but she's a very beautiful. She's a former Miss. She's a Miss Alabama. She's a former Miss Alabama.
Yeah, now she's going to be in Sports Illustrated and featured in Sports Illustrated on the in one of the swimsuit things, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, swimsuit issue. Let me find out what this one is. I thought it was Sports Illustrated. Yep. she is going to appear in the Sports Illustrated 2013 pictures that come out.
Yep, and also she's supposed to be, I think, competing either in Miss America or Miss USA, one of those two also. So, I mean, she's a very, very beautiful woman, you know, and just happens to be dating the star quarterback. But I think everybody just went overboard. I mean, yeah, you know, Brent Berger was saying exactly what everybody else was thinking, so what's wrong with that?
Yeah, at least he didn't say, look at the... Well, you know what I'm saying. Look at the ass on that chick.
Yeah.
He didn't get vulgar at all. He just, no, he may have went a little overboard, and you know, but it's not like he said anything really inappropriate. And I guess he was made to apologize. And Catherine Webb says that he had no need to apologize.
Yeah.
She said if he would have said she was sexy or something like that, she would have been offended, but she wasn't. But even if he did say she was sexy, she is. I mean, you know, sometimes, whatever happened, the truth is a defender for everything.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and you're right, because when they talked to her about it, Musburger, I guess, said that she was very pretty, and she said, you know, when a woman is told she's pretty, she goes, it's not something to be offended by. She goes, I'm very flattered that people think I'm pretty. You know, she was very humble about it, and they were talking about, I guess, her Twitter, and she only had about maybe 2,000 followers before the game, and I guess after Musburger went, you know, a little overboard, and she's up to like 200,000 now. So she said she's just humbled by everything. Sounds like a really down-to-earth girl.
Yeah, pretty much dick. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, she's a beautiful girl. I don't exactly think she's gorgeous or anything. Oh my God, she's blonde.
No,
you know. Oh well, whatever. Don't know. Don't care. She's not the girl. Carrie Warren. That's a beautiful girl.
Who's that?
Number 6 from the Seattle Mist. Sunny Clark, any comments? Can we lose Sunny?
No, I lost Sunny.
I was laughing. I was on mute. But she must have had a patch on the other eye, right there, scorekeeper, at the end of that game?
Yeah, that's right. That's what he remembers. I mean, I got what I wanted during that game.
There
might have been a weapons malfunction, but there was a uniform malfunction with her. She's beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. She had a patch on only over one eye at one moment in that game last night, or in that game.
I didn't even see it on air. Thank you. Remember that, Sunny?
Yes, I do.
It's
by the way, Rob Ryan was hired as the defensive coordinator for the Rams. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, so I guess his 5 minutes took a little bit longer than usual.
It may have taken a little bit longer, but you know, he signed. It didn't take long. You're absolutely right. He was right.
Yeah, I mean, he did help the Cowboys out somewhat.
I'm prepared to admit that the big dog was right.
About?
Anything.
You were right, scorekeeper.
What are you reading that up?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. No, Rob Ryan was the scapegoat down here in Dallas. The problem was the quarterback and the head coach. I mean, he took the team with one of the worst defenses and at least brought them to respectability up from 31 to 19. And Lord knows if any of those guys could stay healthy, they would have even had a better defense. So, no. Scapegoat Rob Ryan down in Dallas. But then again, that's what they do. They cover up the truth just to make themselves feel better.
Yep, Jerry Jones needs to go as general manager. I don't know how many times we all need to say it. And, of course, we all know it's never going to happen. But that's what needs to happen for the Cowboys, I think, to get over the 8-8 hump. Because that's where they're going to stay at for the next couple of years if Jerry Jones stays as general manager.
Yeah, because
I don't agree with that, though. No? I really don't. I mean, you look at the talent on this football team. Now, whether he pays someone too much, that's irrelevant. that's like they say, you know, the Yankees paying A-Rod too much and they're not winning World Series. Who cares? You know, it doesn't matter. He brought it, he might not be the best evaluation of talent, but there's talent out on the football field for the Dallas Cowboys. I've kind of taken a step back a little bit off of Jerry Jones because say what you want about Jerry Jones, you know, and I've said a lot of bad things about Jerry Jones. At least this guy wants to win. Now, he doesn't know how. There's no question about that. But still, if you look at the talent on this football team for the last 2 to 3 years, there's been talent there. Okay, and the reason why it's not getting done is because the fact of the matter is that the head coach doesn't know what he's doing. And say what you want about Tony Romo, he may have had a good 5 games in a row, but he picked the worst time in the world to have one of the worst games of the year for him. Week 17 going into playoffs, reminds me of last year too. Week 17 to get into the playoffs, dropped the ball there too. So it's a combination of head coach, quarterback, and the fact of the matter is the Dallas Cowboys are almost stuck with Romo because there's not much out there in order to pick up on because in the draft, nobody really there to grab up in the draft, and no one's going to trade away his franchise quarterback.
What about Tebow?
that's a different story in itself. But Tebow needs to go to Canada. He would be a superstar. He is a superstar now. But imagine if this guy actually gets out and plays a game, a full game, a full season. They would love him up in Canada. He'd be Doug Flutie all over again. And they love Flutie up in Canada. And they hated the fact that he went to the NFL. If Tebow went to the CFL, he'd be a superstar and make millions of dollars up there.
I totally agree. I agreed with you last week. I agree with you this week. The only thing I disagree with is I think he's a star. I don't think he's a superstar right now, but other than that, I agree with everything else you said.
Well, the superstar thing comes from the fact that his potential to be a superstar. He doesn't even have to be good out on the football field. He's a superstar in a lot of people's mind. But a superstar, yeah, you have to have, yeah, I guess if you put it towards athletic ability and stuff like that, he's a star. He's not a superstar because he's just not that good. But in a lot of people's mind, he's a bigger-than-life character, so that's why I called him a superstar.
You call him bigger-than-life. Big Dog, what do you have to say about Tim Tebow?
He's got potential.
Ladies and gentlemen, all day long, all morning long, the Big Dog has been muttering one-liners left and right. The Big Dog is on his game today, frighteningly so that I'm just throwing back and just enjoying the show.
New intros for both of you in the show on the Couch Potato Sports Show this morning. Yeah, new intros for both of you guys. Yep, I haven't even let you know about it until now. Now you got something to look forward to for the next half hour.
Okay, well then we'll end our program and then jump right on over to you. That way we won't even waste time on it, but it'll be good. Tim is saying that he'd be great up there. You know, Tim.
Yeah. Absolutely he would. I guess I should open up the... Yeah. Yeah, he's... Exactly.
Wow. All right. Hey. Oh, no. He's in the chat room. I knew he was in the chat room. Oh! Not only is he in the chat room, but he even called in now. Oh, actually, he's been on hold for a little while.
Jeez,
I'm
Louise,
sorry.
You're like me. Hold I don't up. Check my... I don't check my
no,
switch
Sonny,
either.
No, Sonny. I am not like you because I do check in more often. I was just enjoying the Big Dog's commentary over here. No, Sonny Clark, I do pay attention.
I don't.
Anyway, here we go. Sonny, take over on this one.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Couch Potato Sports Show. Good morning, Cuervo.
Finally, good morning to you guys.
Finally, Cuervo has come back to sports talk with the guys.
That
That's right. No, you don't understand. Roger doesn't understand that. It's the thing from The Rock with wrestling.
No, but what's this finally crap?
Well,
he goes back.
Hold for about a year.
When he goes to different cities, he says that, so.
Roger doesn't watch wrestling. We have to get him into wrestling.
No. You heard what he said. He's been on hold forever.
No, he said for a year.
So, good morning, Cuervo. What's up, my brother?
Not much. I finally feel like I didn't get hit by a truck, so I'm getting there, guys.
There you go.
That's
what the
flu
will do to you, man.
Say that again, Sonny?
That's what the flu will do to you.
Exactly. But, thanks to this little thing called medication, I'm feeling a whole lot better today.
Cool.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that one, Cuervo. I've been struggling for 3 weeks, almost going on 4 weeks with this one now. And my wife is an incredibly unhappy camper. She's having a hard time with it. She is not feeling well. She's pretty bad right now. And I believe 43 states have now issued warnings on this.
Down here, too. Yep.
Yeah, on this flu that's gone around.
43?
And I believe 3 states have actually issued, alerts and stuff. I mean, disasters or whatever, you call it, whatever. I don't know. Anyway. Yes, Cuervo, go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's declared a national emergency. The flu is spreading around.
Yeah, national emergency.
Is it a national emergency? Does he have to gear up and...
Hey, sir, so are you going to, gear up and do all that stuff like they did in Outbreak, with Dustin Hoffman and stuff?
Great movie.
Oh, they've been talking about it, but, I got to get back to 100% before I can go out there and fight the good fight that is influenza, guys.
Are we on the verge of a pandemic, sir?
That I cannot tell you. That's classified.
If he tells you, he's got to kill you.
The funny thing is, the way he said that, you saw me, I was like, whoa. I'm laughing because the big dog saw that I was looking down at the phone, and when you said that, I kind of jerked up, like, whoa. Jeez, all right. Fair enough, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Oh, boy. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we are entering the fourth quarter here on Sports Talk with the guys. Having a great morning. Now we have Cuervo, of course, Couch Potato, the big dog, is here with me, and, of course, I'm the scorekeeper. We're having a wonderful morning in the chat room. It is lively and going on. Of course, we have Matt Alvarez and Tim. Oh, we just lost him. Oh, no. Yeah, we just lost him.
Damn!
Maybe he's got to go spend time with his wife.
No, we come first. Then
that may be true.
Then
I'm talking about the wife.
Then horse, then nail, then the wife.
Wow, that's bad, big dog.
What?
Nothing. Just go on, continue.
Hey, big dog, did you see Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler walk out on their beloved Los Angeles Lakers the other night?
Yes, I did. We'll talk about
Well, speaking of the Lakers, why don't we just get to that now?
No, there's more baseball.
Oh, more baseball? We've been on that crap for an hour and a half.
Yeah, and there's still more baseball.
Oh, okay, let's go.
Francisco Liriano's deal is in jeopardy.
Oh, I know, huh?
Because they had a verbal agreement on the contract, and then he hurt his arm. So Pittsburgh is like, well, wait a minute. We don't want to sign you quite yet until we know your arm's going to be healthy.
And we know verbal agreements in baseball mean nothing.
He agreed to this on December 21st, a 2-year deal worth between $12 and $14 million, but they didn't sign it yet.
Why?
Probably they were getting paperwork. He probably said, I'll sign it after Christmas, after New Year's.
What an idiot. You signed that deal.
Of course, he injured his right arm sometime around Christmas. So a few days after they had the verbal agreement, he hurt his arm. So they said Pittsburgh general manager confirmed the injury this past Tuesday. But they didn't disclose how Liriano, a left-handed pitcher, got hurt or whether the injury would prevent him from being ready for the start of spring training. So we'll see how that is going to go through.
Wow.
Well, not go through.
It's not going to go through if he can't make it.
Yep. And then the other one was Justin Upton rejected his trade. He had a no-trade clause in his contract, and he refused his trade to the Oakland Athletics.
Who the hell wants to go there?
That's probably what he said. You're going to send me where? I don't think so. And from what they were saying, of course, they did not disclose what the package was, but evidently it was a extremely player-heavy package for Upton that the Diamondbacks would have gotten. They said it was a substantial package in exchange for Upton, probably a couple of, you know, the famous player to be named later. Well, that guy gets around. But they didn't say, of course, he's only 25 years old, and he's a two-time All-Star. He finished fourth in the MVP voting in 2011. Did not have a great season last year. He batted .280 with only 17 homers and 67 RBIs, and, of course, has been in the trade rumors. Surprise, not surprise, scorekeeper?
I am surprised that he actually turned down the trade. I really did.
Do you think he just needs a fresh start? I mean...
I thought this would have been good for him to show off in another team. Yes, I thought this should have been good for him.
Do you think maybe he thought maybe he couldn't handle American pitching? Because, I mean, it would be a different league.
No, just consider the player. Lazy, doesn't want to do anything. You know, you should go to where they send you so you can perform. And if you don't want to perform... It says a lot about your character. But, he did earn the no-trade clause. So, there you go.
Is that pretty popular in baseball?
It is. There are certain teams that will not give you a no-trade clause, and there are some teams that will.
Because
the Miami Marlins will never give a no-trade clause.
Because if I'm not mistaken, there are only two players in the NBA.
Oh, no, there's a lot of players in baseball.
There's only two players in the NBA that have a no-trade clause. One is Dirk Nowitzki. And the other is Kobe Bryant. Those are the only ones with no trade clauses.
Yeah, you know, ladies and gentlemen, before I go any further, I mean, everyone is in the house. Unbelievable. Bri is here. Yeah, Maddie is here, and he's calling in as well, which we're going to bring him on in a moment. And who else is in the chat room? We got two other characters.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Coffee's back.
Coffee! And Solomon
Walters! I better go make some
Walters.
Coffee.
Oh, my God. Solomon Walters is in the chat room. Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Matt Alvarez. How are you?
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. What? What? Couch Potato
That's
wants
good.
To try and cut a promo about The Rock? How are you going to cut a promo about The Rock when you haven't watched wrestling in 3 years?
Oh,
that's what I
got to
say about that.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's all I got to say about that. All right, Forrest, go get yourself a box of chocolate. Okay.
No, that's a Stone Cold mic. That's all I got to say about that. You guys don't have to watch wrestling.
Why the hell am I going to watch fake stuff? I already watch politics. That's fake enough as it is.
Only the beginning and the end. And once again, only the beginning and the ending are fake. Everything in between is real.
Don't you ever tell me once again. That's the line that got me in trouble. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, the line that got me in trouble was, again. Never, ever, ever say that to your division head, especially when he's sitting with his alleged peers, because it makes him look stupid. Well, he is stupid, but that's what got me in trouble. Again.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Matt Alvarez wanted me to tell you all that Roger and Couch Potato, he mentioned your name on his show yesterday. That's what Stone Cold heard from Matt Alvarez. Do you know what
That's
that was
funny.
About? Do you know what that was about?
I'm sure you're going to let us have it there.
What's up, guys?
That was actually good, Matt. You had the big dog laughing over here.
I know.
And over here, the big dog was just like, too bad you don't understand it.
Yeah, I was like...
So I'm like, okay, well, yeah, whatever. Look, I don't watch wrestling. Now, if you're talking about GLOW, I'll watch it. But they don't have it anymore. Where do
yeah,
they
but you won't remember their names just like in real life.
it's called Shimmer Wrestling now.
Shimmer?
And they're actual wrestlers. They actually wrestle.
Oh.
No, but they're gorgeous ladies.
And where are they on TV?
You have to go online.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
Oh, please. That's all you have to do is spend on time online. Get off
of Facebook. He doesn't have time for that.
Go to YouTube instead.
I am not on Facebook all day. Please. No.
Really? Really? You're not on Facebook all day. You're always posting pictures and stuff.
Busted. Not all day. Maybe sometimes in the middle of the night. Because sometimes I wake him up at 10:30 in the morning. So it's not all day anyway.
All right. Okay. Cuervo? Do you have any comment about my Facebook usage or my internet usage?
Not really. I hardly ever see you get on, Scorekeeper, so I really can't say anything.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, he's
I admit, he's hardly on. I was just going with the joke.
What do you want to get from there?
Oh, you bastards are just making fun of me?
Of course.
Oh, my God. We can't let you in on the joke if we're going to make a joke. I was getting
yeah,
mad.
That wouldn't be fair. We wouldn't have time to have fun with it.
Thank you, Cuervo. He was the only one. Other than
anytime, Scorekeeper, I got your back. Don't have
thank
mine
you,
sometimes.
Sir.
That's okay.
Hey, I think we should talk about the news of the day there, Big Dog.
Which news?
Yeah,
we already talked about Milton Bradley.
Well, no, the news of the day is the fact that there was a great comment made supposedly by KG. Did you hear about that, Big Dog?
You talking about him and Carmelo about the Carmelo Anthony suspension?
Yeah, it's about Garnett telling Carmelo his wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. What a great line!
And you know what?
No.
Doc Rivers tried to say, oh no, Kevin didn't say something like that. You know what? Kevin's a punk. And has been, he's been a punk for a number of years, and even he has said in interviews that anything goes on the court. But you know what? There are certain things you don't talk about. You don't talk about someone's mom. You don't talk about someone's wife. And much as Doc Rivers tries to cover it up, I believe Kevin Garnett said what Carmelo said he said. And I don't blame Carmelo for going after him. Yeah, I don't blame Carmelo for going after him. I probably would have done the same thing. Now, the whole thing is Carmelo got a little bit out of hand because, of course, he tried to go after him during the game. And then when the game was over, he went to the Boston Celtics locker room
I got the video.
And had to be restrained by security and by the New York City Police Department. He then met Kevin Garnett in the parking lot and wanted to go after him again and had to be restrained once again. So at that point, the NBA stepped in and suspended him for a game for trying, you know, for something that he said he wasn't supposed to do, which was go after another player. But you know what? One of the few times, because I'm not a Carmelo Anthony fan, but for standing up for his wife, I'll give it to him. You know what? I would have done the same thing.
That was a great line. And here's the thing. You're right. You don't say things about their mother, and you don't say things about their wives. Maybe he said it about his mother. I don't know. I mean, I don't know I would have got that much mad about it being my wife, but if someone said that about my mom, I think I probably would have went off the way he did. So if he said it about his wife, I think he overreacted. If he said it about his mom, then that's a fight.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett's a punk, you know, has been that way for a long time. Great player, probably a future Hall of Famer, but you know, along with the Kobe Bryants of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up! Shut up! Okay, so who are the other Kobe Bryants? Who are they?
I don't know who the other future Hall of Famers are either. I'm not sure.
No. The Big Dog wanted to be a
dumbass right now and say the Kobe Bryant to the world. Who are the Kobe other Kobe Bryant?
Well, see, no, I got my point across because you got you pissed off. Keeping couch Jesus Christ.
No, I'm actually looking at a comic book.
Yeah, okay.
A comic book?
What comic book are you reading?
Oh, you got Matt's attention.
You got my attention, too. What comic book are you reading?
Because,
you know,
well,
that's
we're all guys show. Here. Anytime the word comic book gets mentioned, every guy's going to pay attention. So what are you reading over there, Couch?
You know, it's the comic book that Playboy put out, that big thick one. Yeah, that's the one.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's... Oh, jeez. I love this show.
Well, since you brought that up, you guys know about your little lingerie football league. You know that... What's going on with that sport, don't you guys?
Well, they changed it.
That depends. Are you talking about the fact that they're just going to call it the LFL and change the uniform a little bit?
I'm sorry to interject, but Couch, why do they name themselves the Legends Football League? I mean, if anything, you want to keep LFL, okay, I understand that. You could say the Ladies Football League or something else, but why Legends? I mean, what legends are there?
That's what I said yesterday on my show. What legends do they have? They're all, I know they're women, but we don't really know them. I don't know them. They're not like UFC people or NFL people that are famous.
I will leave that comment of what I feel about how they named it just to myself.
Well, you're the one following the sport, though. You should explain this a little bit.
I am leaving that opinion to myself.
Ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Couch Potato myself, we both have no comments the name change to the league.
Because of your affiliation to them?
We'll use that term loosely, right, Mr. Couch Potato?
Well, it's not loosely. We are affiliated with them. It's a matter where I was actually just speaking with one of the gentlemen that I deal with over there, and we're getting it all set up, and we're going to be talking about issues such as that and things and why they went that way. So we're actually trying to get the commissioner online for our show so we can talk to him directly and find out that whole situation. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I like their uniforms, though.
Comment.
I like their uniforms, though.
Yeah,
well, I don't know how much the uniforms. I mean, the uniforms are going to change a little bit, but I don't know how much.
Well, Mr. Clark, this is where I have been paying attention, and I use that
Thank
term
you.
Loosely. They've gotten rid of the garter belt, and they've also gotten rid of the little lace thingy things that hang down. Those are gone as well. Otherwise, let's just say that they made it a lot easier to undress. That's all. That's easy. there's a lot less
hurt,
for you
man.
To have
you get those garters flying around, those hanging down garters, they slap somebody on the side, they hurt. Forget the fact that you're getting pummeled by some other chick. But those little straps hurt.
I wouldn't know, Mr. Clark.
I don't
how,
know.
How Sonny know that the garter belt straps hurt?
I can just imagine them whipping around when they get tackled and stuff. I guess that's got to hurt, but I guess that hurts more than, like I said, getting pummeled by one of these chicks. By the way, one of those girls, they were on the radio, and I was talking about it. We had it on the pregame where we were talking to one of the ladies, and the guy who actually got tackled by one of them, he actually had to go to the hospital. They were doing a demonstration. He started to bruise immediately. And after we did that interview, 3 days later, that guy had to go to the hospital, and she hit him and hit him hard. So that right there just goes to show you really don't want to be tackled. Although, as intriguing as that sounds, you really don't want to be tackled by one of these chicks.
Yeah, I bet you. Wow, he had to go to the hospital. Was he okay?
Okay. Yeah, he had to go to the hospital. Do you hear the big dog laughing in the background? Do you hear him?
Yeah.
He actually, thank you, there he goes, he's laughing again. He actually had to put the program on mute for a moment because he said, well, no, I'm not going to say it, but the big dog is killing me over here. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is firing off one-liners like there's no tomorrow.
Hey, why are you muting the one-liners? That I'm almost offended.
He muted it.
Why did you mute it? Put it out there. I put it out there.
No.
It was an adult comment about.
Yeah.
Adult comment.
Are you rated everybody today? Not rated maggot.
Oh, that's funny.
You can rate a maggot. It's up to you.
I'm not going to rate a maggot because that's actually misleading.
I will leave it in the hands of the scorekeeper if he wants me to repeat it or not.
Oh, like I never stopped you before.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, no. The only time I stopped you was when you were going to tell the joke about the... Oh, forget it. No, I better not. And the only time I stopped you...
Well, you kind of did. You told me to type it
here. No, I told the big dog not to... It was a very bad joke. It was historically based, and it had to do with a pizza and an oven. And I'm not going to go with the third part, and I'm going to leave it be. It's historically based.
I hate
and
when people do that. They give a half a story and expect you to forget about it. Yeah, thanks, scorekeeper.
Okay.
That's right, Cal.
We'll pull a Rick D for the pizza oven joke later. But go ahead.
You can do it on my show. Our show is in 10 minutes,
so
you can do it on my show.
No, you have a bigger audience. That'll get us in trouble. No.
I'll say what I said.
Okay.
Only because Cuervo wants me to say it.
Oh, only because Cuervo wants him to say it. Okay, here we go. Now, Big Dog, as you know, they were talking about the pregame show for the LFL,
yes.
And that was very impressive. And then you reached over and you put us on mute.
Yes.
You had my attention, and I said, what about the pregame show?
And I said, is a pregame show on the LFL like a pre-cum show?
Ah. I figured it was something along that line.
Like it.
Like
hey, man, you need to muzzle the big dog sometime. Let him go. Go for it, big man.
Cuervo, I am sorry. Obviously, we are beyond stupid.
He laughed. Cuervo laughed.
I didn't hear Cuervo laugh.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
That was me.
Okay, Cuervo laughed too.
No, Matt laughed.
Yeah, I did.
What are you talking about over here? I heard my name. Now I'm involved. What's going on?
I was you. Go ahead. That was funny. I do that when I would visit some programs. I'm in the chat room, and they say me on air, and I'm like, hey, what the hell woke me up? No, I'm not going to say that. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got 9 minutes. We want to let you know this Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. As, of course, we wake you up and the couch potato and corn will bring it home. It's going to be happening in a few moments. And I know the Big Dog has some more news, and we'll continue on the couch potato show. We're not asking couch potato for permission. We're telling
you. Going to do it. That's good. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do it, and we have news. So why don't you go and continue, Big Dog?
I want to go get the show ready.
Yeah. Why don't you go get it ready?
Well, I guess we'll switch over to NBA, much as I don't want to, but I guess we will.
What happened to the Lakers?
They're losing big time. They're in a free fall. They've lost six in a row. Excuse me. They have four of their pretty much a third of their team is out indefinitely. Of course, Steve Blake is out. Because of the abdominal surgery, he's still at least 3 to 4 weeks away. Dwight Howard is out with a torn labrum in his shoulder. Will not require surgery, but he's out for at least another week. He's already been out for a week. Paul Gasol suffered a concussion. He is listed day-to-day as he cannot pass his concussion test. He's failed it 2 days in a row now. He is not going to come back. Also, Jordan Hill was out with a hip problem. And just yesterday, during the game against the Oklahoma City Thunder, it was revealed that he is now out for the season. Now, he is their spark plug off the bench. He injured his left hip, and the results show that he has loose fragments in addition to a possible torn labrum in his left hip. It will require surgery, and he will be out for the remainder of the season. They said he should be ready for next year. Of course, he's only 25 years old, so he should be able to bounce back hopefully pretty well. And he is in the middle of a two-year deal for $7 million. The only bright spot that the Lakers had was the other day, Nash joined an elite company of men, as he became only the fifth player in NBA history. The thousands of players is only the fifth guy ever to do this.
to reach 10,000 career assists. He did it on Tuesday in the loss to the Houston Rockets. Of course, the people ahead of him are number one, of course, is John Stockton at 15,806, followed by Jason Kidd, 11,969 and counting, since Jason Kidd is still playing. Mark Jackson at 10,334, and, of course, the great Magic Johnson at 10,141. Now, Nash, if he continues to play the way he's doing this year and next, and possibly the following year, he should pass Mark Jackson and Magic Johnson, and possibly Jason Kidd. So congrats to you in what is becoming very quickly a very dismal season for my Los Angeles Lakers. We are in trouble big time.
And Howard will not remain a Laker, huh?
Howard, it all depends. I still think Howard is the key to this. A lot of disparaging remarks have been cast back and forth. He's saying some slightly veiled comments that are geared towards Kobe Bryant. But he knew that coming in, the way Kobe played. So, I mean, it should come as no surprise. Now, the very thing that what they were talking about was a perfect shot yesterday as the Lakers were losing to Oklahoma City Thunder. They had a split screen with the score underneath. You know, they're down by 20-something points with about 10 seconds left. They know they're going to lose. Kobe Bryant has a look of being pissed off because, of course, they lost. This was a big game that we had to have. They lost, and he has that grim look on his face. Then they show Dwight Howard, and he's laughing. You know, and that pretty much sums it up. Kobe takes this extremely seriously, probably one of the most serious guys to play the game. He is a student of the game. He spends hours and hours poring over videos and watching and replaying stuff. And then you have the other side, which is Dwight Howard, a great talent. I'm not saying probably a Hall of Famer. Who knows? But that's why I say who knows. Price said probably.
All right, Mr. Apologist, continue.
But doesn't take the game quite as seriously as Kobe Bryant does. And that's been a lot of talk about the problems that they say is happening, that both are saying it is not happening. And a comment that Jeff Van Gundy, a very smart man, I really, after listening to him for a while, come to understand this. He said that when you have to take to a Twitter account or Facebook or whatever to disparage the remarks that are going around saying there's problems in the locker room, if you're going to that much trouble saying there's no problem, there probably is a problem. And you know what? It may be true. Everybody's still keeping their faces smiling and saying, no, there's not a problem, but who knows? Carvel, great win by you guys yesterday, though.
What's that?
I said great win by your Bulls yesterday over the Knicks.
Oh, I know. And, I mean, you know, it just added motivation for the Bulls is that, you know, Derrick Rose makes the trip with them. You know, you see him shooting around. They showed the video. And, you know, I think this team is, you know, starting to get excited about where they can be once the All-Star break hits. But real quick, Big Dog, I'm going to make a comment about your Lakers, okay?
Sure.
If you're a Lakers fan, don't panic.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, do not panic. And this is to you as well, Big Dog. If you're a Laker fan, if you're a true Laker fan, you should not be worried. And I know that sounds crazy, but the reason I say that is because when you really think about it, okay, A, there's still a lot of games to go, right? It's only, 36 games into the season. You still got another, you know, 50 games to go, just under 50 games. Okay, that's one. Two, you're not healthy right now as a team. Once they get Dwight Howard back, once they get Pau Gasol back and they start to win games, things are going to start to change. They just got to get some momentum. And, you know, whatever comments are made about, you know, Kobe questioning people's heart and this and that, it's because of the losing. I guarantee if the Lakers were winning and they'd won six games in a row, none of these comments would be made. It would be, oh, you know, we're playing well, everybody's putting a lot of effort, and, you know, we can't wait till Dwight comes back and Pau Gasol comes back, blah, 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 blah. So, for anybody that gets caught up in all this, you know, drama about the Lakers right now, don't do it. It's still early in the season. I mean, we've seen this from the Lakers before. They start out slow, and then come All-Star break, then all of a sudden they're the hottest team in the NBA. So it's typical. I shouldn't say typical Lakers in that way, but we've seen this before from them.
You are right, Cuervo. Let me interrupt you right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we are down about 30 seconds. We're going to finish up now and go on over to the Couch Potato. We invite you to join us over there. We're not going to transition over. We're just going to head on over there. We're actually going to finish on time for once. I want to thank Cuervo, Matt, of course, Couch Potato was on earlier, and everyone in the chat room, Brian, of course, Saul, Coffee, Matt, and we'll see you guys on the other side. We're heading over there now.
See ya.